In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the feast of Saint Spyridon of Trimithus, who was a bishop around the same time as Saint Nicholas, who we celebrated on Sunday. They both attended the First Ecumenical Council together. Saint Spyridon was renowned for his great humility. If you look on his icon, he's pictured with not the usual bishop headgear, but rather with a simple shepherd's hat, because he was by profession a shepherd of sheep before he was chosen as a bishop. In fact, he was married and he had children. And his wife died, and after he was widowed, he was chosen to be the Bishop of Trimithus. And he attended the First Ecumenical Council, and he was a vigorous defender of orthodoxy there. And also, he's renowned as a wonder worker because of many miraculous wonders that were wrought through him, including raising the dead. So today's epistle and gospel are chosen in honor of Saint Spyridon. And the gospel today, you might remember from a couple months ago at the feast of Saint Raphael of Brooklyn, because this is the standard gospel for bishop saints. They like Christ, are good shepherds. They follow Christ's example and live as shepherds who care for the sheep and give their lives, in fact, for the sake of the sheep. Today's epistle, though, is especially chosen for Saint Spyridon. And it speaks of walking as children of light. Perhaps, I don't know the exact reason why this was chosen for Saint Spyridon, but his humility was childlike in that good sense. Just as Saint Nicholas was humble in this childlike way, Christ said, "You must become like children in order to enter the kingdom of God." Walk as children of light. This light-darkness contrast comes up in many places throughout the Bible. It is a very apt metaphor for spiritual light and spiritual darkness. Light and darkness are different in so many ways that apply also to spiritual light or good and spiritual darkness, evil. The light gives us knowledge, right? So when you have light, you can see something. You can study it. You can read a book. You know, light is necessary for learning the truth about things in a physical sense. It's also true for learning the truth about things in a spiritual sense. Spiritual light is necessary for knowledge and for, even more importantly, wisdom. Light also is necessary to be productive, to accomplish things, to be fruitful, right? We work by day, typically, but if we work by night, we have to have lights to work by. So light is necessary in order to be productive, in order to be fruitful. Whereas darkness is a time of unfruitfulness. So St. Paul talks about the unfruitful works of darkness. Darkness is inherently unfruitful in the spiritual sense. The spiritual darkness is not fruitful. Also, light encourages us to live with integrity. Whereas people who are not living with integrity, people who are trying to do evil things, they seek out the shadows. They work at night. They try to hide their deeds in the darkness. So light encourages us to be good, to live with integrity. And then also, and finally, light is safe. Light is safe. Because so much evil can happen at night, and because so many threats can lurk in the darkness and we can't see them, we're often afraid in the darkness. But in the light, there's no reason to be afraid, because we can see around us, we can see that there aren't any threats, or if there are threats, we can see them and understand them correctly. So what light is in the physical sense, Christ is in the spiritual sense. Christ said, "I am the light of the world." So Christ gives us knowledge of spiritual things. He enables us to be spiritually fruitful. He helps us to be safe and helps us to live with integrity. So when St. Paul says today, walk as children of light, he means walk near to Christ. Live in proximity to Christ. Live in the rays of his presence, so to speak. And act like someone who is living in the rays of his presence by growing in knowledge and growing in integrity and being spiritually fruitful. St. Paul goes on to say, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but expose them, for it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret, but when anything is exposed to the light, it becomes visible. So what does he mean by exposing the works of darkness? Typically, when we hear things like that, like newspaper editors doing an expose piece, it's about telling people about the evils that are being done. But St. Paul says, it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in darkness. How then does he want us to expose them? He wants us to expose them by living in such a way that we shine with the light. See, the darkness is always shown up by the light, by that contrast that people can naturally draw between what is light and what is dark, what is good and what is evil. He says that when we live faithfully, then evil is made apparent. And not just that, but he says, anything exposed by the light becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. That is a little bit of a strange thing to parse, but what he means is that when you bring light into the room, not only does that light show you another person, but that person himself, to some extent, reflects the light. That's why you can see them, right? Because the light is reflecting off of them and then coming into your eye and creating that impression. So when you bring light into a dark situation by the way that you live with integrity, with faithfulness to Christ, then you actually can bring about the transformation of those people. Of course, everyone has free will and they have to choose. But by seeing the light in you, not only will they be convicted, but they can possibly recognize the need for repentance in themselves and come to reflect the light of Christ, draw near to Christ himself and reflect that light that you have shared with them. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let us heed St. Paul's warning to live not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. Let us not be complacent, but instead embrace the light while we have the light. In this day, to embrace Christ and to live in accordance to him so that our light may shine in this world, bringing grace and healing to others. to our glorious Savior be honor and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.